天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，工厂张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个不字。我们现在正在学习的课题是 God's Power for Living， 依靠神的大能生活。亲爱的听众朋友们，为什么我们可以依靠神的大能生活呢？我们又有哪些确据可以证明主耶稣基督是值得信靠的呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，一起领受从神而来的讯息吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you tuned in back to this program.
我们很高兴你再一次回到这个节目里来。
If you have not been in touch with us, we hope that you will get in touch with us.
如果你还没有跟我们联系过，我们盼望你能跟我们联系。
We have been going through a series of messages from the Book of Acts.
目前我们正在讲《使徒行传》里的系列信息。
And in the last message, we saw that in the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came to dwell in the believers.
在上一次节目里，我们看到五旬节那天，圣灵降临在信徒身上。
Some thought that the disciples were drunk.
有些人以为那些门徒喝醉了。
But others repented and believed.
但也有人悔改相信。
And that is why the Apostle Peter gets up and boldly proclaims the gospel to the skeptics and the seekers alike.
所以使徒彼得大胆地站起来，对怀疑者也对追寻真道者宣讲福音。
There are five things in Peter's speech here that I want you to notice.
在彼得所讲的信息里有五件事，请你留心。
And it comes from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 14 to 41.
就是记载在《使徒行传》第二章第十四到四十一节那里。
First,
第一
，there was a confrontation with the skeptics.
正面回应怀疑者。
Verses 14 and 15,
在十四、十五节，彼得和十一个使徒站起，高声说：“犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人呢，这件事你们当知道。”也当侧耳听我的话，你们想这些人是醉了，其实不是醉了，因为时候刚到四初。
Secondly,
第二
，there was a clarification of the sign，
说明所发生的现象。
Verses 16 to 21，
在第十六到二十一节，这正是先知约珥所说的，神说在末后的日子。我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言。在天上我要显出奇事，在地下我要显出神迹，有血，有火，有烟雾。日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血，这都在主大而明显的日子未到以前。到那时候，凡求告主名的，就必得救。
Thirdly,
第三
，there was a condemnation of sin，
定罪。
Verses 22 to 25，
在二十二到二十五节，以色列人呐、啊，请听我的话。神借着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能奇事神迹，将他证明出来，这是你们自己知道的。他既按着神的定旨先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活， 因为他原不能被死拘禁。大卫指着他说，我看见主常在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不至于摇动。
Fourthly,
第四，
There was a confirmation of the scripture.
肯定圣经所说的。
Verses 26 to 36,
第26节到36节。所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安居在指望中，因你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你已将生命的道路指示我，必叫我因见你的面得着满足的快乐。弟兄们，先祖大卫的事，我可以明明地对你们说，他死了，也葬埋了，并且他的坟墓直到今日还在我们这里。大卫既是先知，又晓得神曾向他启示，要从他的后裔中立一位坐在他的宝座上，就预先看明这事，讲论基督复活，说他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见所听见的浇灌下来。大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
Fifthly,
第五，
There was the consolation of the Spirit.
圣灵的安慰。
Verses 37 to 42,
37节到42节。众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所召来的。彼得还用许多话做见证，劝勉他们说，你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，掰饼祈祷。
So there was confrontation, clarification, condemnation, confirmation, and consolation.
一共五件事：正面的回应、说明、定罪、肯定和安慰。
First of all, Peter confronts the skeptics.
首先，彼得正面地回应怀疑者。
When Peter said, "Give heed to my word,"
当彼得说，当侧耳听我的话。
He was expressing boldness and confidence.
他表达出勇敢和信心。
He had no hesitation or equivocation.
他毫不迟疑，绝不含糊。
He had no fear or apprehension.
他既不惧怕，也不担心。
For this is a different Peter from the one who denied the Lord Jesus Christ to a slave girl.
这时的彼得跟以前在一个婢女面前否认耶稣的彼得大不相同了。
This is the spirit-filled Peter.
这是被圣灵充满的彼得。
The first thing Peter does is to refute their false accusations that they were drunk.
彼得说的第一件事就是反驳那些说他们喝醉了的人。
He said, "It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Who ever heard of anyone gets drunk in the morning?"
他说现在是早上9点钟，有谁这么早就喝醉酒的？
Once Peter confronted their silly skepticism.
当彼得对付了这些愚蠢的怀疑者后，
Secondly, he goes on to giving them an explanation of Pentecost.
接着他就向他们解释五旬节的意义。
Verses 16 to 21.
在第16节到21节里。
In the Old Testament prophecies, there are two comings of the Messiah.
根据旧约的预言，弥赛亚有两次的降临。
These two comings would be separated by a long interim period.
两次来临之间相隔了很长的时期。
I want to explain this to you.
让我来说明。
According to Isaiah 53,
根据以赛亚书第五十三章。
The first coming of the Messiah would be in suffering and dying for the sins of the world.
弥赛亚第一次降临是为这个罪恶的世界受苦受死。
And according to Isaiah 9:6,
但根据以赛亚书九章六节，
The second coming of the Messiah will be in great glory to establish his rule forever.
弥赛亚第二次降临有极大的荣耀，他要来建立永远的政权。
In his first coming,
他的第一次来临，
the Messiah would rule over his believer's heart.
弥赛亚要在信徒心里掌权。
In his second coming,
他的第二次降临，
the Messiah would rule supreme.
弥赛亚要掌最高的王权。
In his first coming,
在他第一次降临，
the Messiah establishes peace only in the hearts of his believers.
弥赛亚在信徒心中赐下平安。
In his second coming,
他的第二次降临，
the Messiah will establish perfect peace.
弥赛亚建立完全的平安。
In his first coming,
在他的第一次降临，
the Messiah judges his people through the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
弥赛亚借着圣灵使人认罪，来审判他自己的百姓。
But in his second coming, he will judge all people.
但当他第二次降临，他要审判所有的人。
So Peter gives him clarification of the purpose of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
所以彼得向他们说明圣灵降临的目的。
The Holy Spirit is given to minister, to rule, convict, and consecrate.
赐下圣灵为了要服侍，要掌管，使人知罪，也使人分别为圣。
And he does all of that during the period between the first and the second coming of the Messiah.
在弥赛亚的第一次和第二次降临之间，圣灵就要发挥这些功能。
And this was also prophesied in the book of Joel.
这也是约珥书中所预言的。
Peter tells them in verse 21,
彼得在二十一节那里告诉他们，
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
凡求告主名的就必得救。
There is salvation for those who turn to the Savior.
凡是归向救赎主的人都能得到救恩。
And that is why he goes on to give them the first step toward salvation.
他又继续告诉他们接受救恩的第一步。
So the first point is confrontation of the skeptic.
第一点就是正面回应怀疑者。
Secondly, it was clarification of the sign.
第二就是说明所发生的现象。
Thirdly, the condemnation of sin.
第三就是定罪。
What was these people's sin?
这些人犯了什么罪呢？
The sin was this.
他们的罪就是，
That when the Messiah came,
当弥赛亚来临时，
and performed miracle after miracle,
他行了许多神迹，
and showed clear sign that he was their Messiah,
并且有清楚的征兆指明他就是弥赛亚，
they did not believe in him.
但他们却不相信他。
They watched him with amazement as he raised the dead supernaturally.
他们眼看着他神奇的叫死人复活，都感到很讶异。
They watched him as he healed the sick supernaturally.
他们眼看着他神奇的医治病人。
They watched him as he fed the hungry supernaturally.
他们眼看着他神奇的喂饱饥饿的人。
And he calmed the storms supernaturally.
他神奇的使风暴平静下来。
But they refused to believe in him.
然而他们拒绝相信他。
Instead of trusting him with their salvation,
他们非但不信靠他，不接受他的救恩。
Instead of enthroning him as the Lord of their lives,
他们非但不尊他为生命之主。
They nailed him to a cross.
他们反而钉他在十字架上。
Here they were longing for the coming of the Messiah to usher peace, joy, and salvation, but when he came, they crucified him.
他们一直渴望弥赛亚的来临，盼望他带来和平、喜乐和拯救， 但当他真的来临时，他们却钉死了他。
But isn't that what's happening all around us today?
然而今天在我们周围不也发生着同样的事吗？
People are longing for the peace of mind.
人们都渴望着内心的安宁。
They are longing for relief from their guilt.
他们都希望能从罪疚感里解放出来。
Most people are longing to overcome fear, anxiety, and worry.
大部分人都渴望能胜过恐惧、焦虑和担忧。
They are longing for true contentment.
他们渴望真实的满足。
They are longing to know that their sins are forgiven.
他们渴望知道自己的罪被赦免了。
And yet, when you point them to the only one who can give them all of that, they reject him.
然而，当你指出唯有耶稣可以赐这一切给他们时，他们却拒绝他。
They say, "Don't tell me that he is the only way to heaven."
他们说，别告诉我他是唯一上天堂的道路。
Don't tell me that Jesus the Messiah is the only savior for me.
别告诉我耶稣就是弥赛亚，是我唯一的救主。
The truth is,
事实上,
until this sin is repented of,
除非我们从罪恶中悔改,
there can be no salvation from eternal judgment.
不然就不能脱离永恒的审判。
Peter said, you nailed him to a cross.
彼得说, 你们把他钉在十字架上杀了。
My listening friend, I want to ask you a question.
亲爱的朋友,请问你,
Did those people to whom Peter was speaking actually physically nail Jesus to the cross?
当时彼得的听众是不是亲手把耶稣钉在十字架上的人呢？
No.
不是。
But everyone who will not accept Jesus the Messiah as his and her savior, they might as well be the ones who nailed him to the cross.
但每一位拒绝接受弥赛亚耶稣为他个人救主的人等于就是亲手把他钉在十字架上的人。
Someone may ask,
也许有人会问,
If Jesus was the Messiah, why was he a victim?
如果耶稣就是弥赛亚,那么他为什么会成为受害者呢?
Why didn't he use his power to avoid the cross?
他为什么不行使他的大能避免十字架的苦难呢?
In verse 23 of Acts 2, Peter gives us the answer.
使徒行传第二章二十三节，彼得把答案告诉我们。
He was delivered up to die according to a definite plan and foreknowledge of God.
他是按照神的定旨先见交于人被杀的。
So which one is it?
到底是怎么样的呢？
Did people kill him or did God deliver him up?
到底是人杀害了他，还是神把他交出来的呢？
The answer is both.
两个答案都对。
The sovereignty of God and the responsibility of man.
是神的主权，也是人当负的责任。
They are tied together like two sides of a coin.
就像一个铜板的两面是合而为一的。
Listen to what Jesus said in Luke 22:22.
请看路加福音第二十二章二十二节，耶稣说。
The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him.
人子固然要照所预定的去世，但卖人子的人有祸了。
Peter said that the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ
彼得说主耶稣基督的复活
is all of the proof that anyone would want.
对任何人来说都是最充分的证据。
And that is why without the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ,
所以如果主耶稣基督没有复活的话,
his death would have been just another heroic death of a noble martyr.
他的死就仅仅是英雄式的牺牲或尊贵的烈士之死。
No more and no less.
就这么多。
The greatest proof of Jesus' lordship,
耶稣为万主之主的最大证明。
The greatest proof of Jesus' messiahship,
耶稣是弥赛亚的最重要的证明
is his resurrection,
就在于他的复活
not his teaching,
不是他的教训
not his miracles,
不是他的神迹
not even his death,
甚至不是他牺牲的死
but his resurrection,
而是他的复活
Peter devoted one verse to Jesus' miracles,
彼得用一节经文讲耶稣的神迹。
One verse to his ministries.
一节经文讲他的事工。
One verse to his death.
一节经文讲他的死。
But 9 verses to his resurrection.
但用了九节经文讲他的复活。
Why did he do this?
他为什么这么做呢？
Because he is proving from the pages of the Old Testament that the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ was prophesied 1,000 years before it happened.
因为他从旧约在一千多年前的预言里证明耶稣的复活早就被预告了。
David prophesied this in Psalm 16, verses 8 to 11.
大卫在诗篇第16篇8到11节那里就预言了。
That Jesus' body in the tomb during those 3 days would never experience corruption.
耶稣的身体在坟墓里的那三天是不会朽坏的。
Not only did Jesus rise from the dead,
耶稣不但从死里复活,
but he was also exalted to a place of honor, glory, and power.
并且他被高举到尊崇、荣耀、大有能力的地位上。
Psalm 16 prophesies about Jesus' resurrection.
诗篇第十六篇预告耶稣的复活。
But Psalm 110 prophesies about his ascension and glorification.
诗篇第一百十篇则预言他被高举的荣耀。
All were prophesied 1,000 years before it took place.
这些都是在成为事实之前一千年就预言了。
What is the implication of all these proofs of the resurrection?
这些有关复活的证据代表着什么意义呢?
It means that anyone who rejects the Messiah will be guilty of eternal damnation.
就是说凡拒绝弥赛亚的人他们的罪将受永远的审判。
Now I want to speak about the fifth thing.
现在我要说到第五件事。
The consolation of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的安慰。
The most momentous question any man or woman can ask in their life, it would be this.
每个人在他一生中所要问的最重大的问题是
What must I do to be saved?
我如何才能得救?
A wrong answer to that question will be the road to eternal tragedy.
如果答错了这个问题，将会导致永恒的悲剧。
No one can be saved until they come to grips with the fact that they are sinners.
如果不能掌握所有人都是罪人这个事实，你就不能得救。
Why would you need salvation if you are not a sinner?
如果你不是罪人，为什么还需要救恩呢？
On that day, 3,000 people responded to Peter's message.
那一天有三千人回应彼得的信息。
I want to conclude by telling you a story.
结束前让我讲一个故事。
There was a bishop who once called to preach in the court of King Henry VIII in England.
在亨利八世做英国皇帝时，有一位主教被传召到宫廷里去讲道。
King Henry VIII was known to chop off people's heads if they disagreed with him.
亨利八世以好砍头著称，这是他处置异己分子的手段。
As the bishop preached the truth of the gospel,
当这位主教讲福音真道时
，King Henry VIII did not like what he heard.
亨利八世听得很不顺耳
，and he ordered the bishop to preach again next Sunday.
他下令让这个主教下星期天再来讲道
，and to apologize for what he said.
并要他为这一次所讲的认错。
But the next Sunday,
到了下个星期天
，the bishop began by addressing himself.
主教一开始先自言自语地说
，Bishop, he said.
他说。主教啊
，Do you know before whom you are speaking this day？
你有没有自知之明啊？你知道自己今天是在谁面前讲道吗
？To the mighty monarch King Henry VIII, who can take away your life？
是伟大的国王亨利八世，他可以要你的命。
Consider well those words you were sent to deliver。
所以你要仔细考虑你被差遣来所要讲的。
Words of the great and mighty God who is everywhere present.
我所讲的是至大权威的神的道，他无所不在。
He beholds all of your ways and is able to cast your soul into hell.
他观看你所有的言行举止，并且能把你的灵魂扔在地狱里。
And therefore, take care that you deliver your message faithfully.
因此要格外谨慎，忠心地传讲信息。
Then the bishop preached.
于是主教开始讲道。
He repeated the same sermon that he delivered the previous Sunday.
他重复了上个礼拜所讲的道。
Except he delivered it with more zeal and energy than before.
但讲得比上一次更迫切、更热诚。
The royal court watched in fear.
宫廷百官都战惊地看着。
Expecting and wondering what would happen to this dauntless preacher.
他们都想知道这个勇敢无惧的传道人会有什么下场。
And in a stern voice, the king asked the bishop.
国王很严厉地问主教说。
How dare you to be so outspoken?
你怎敢如此大胆直言?
The bishop humbly replied.
主教谦和地回答说。
My first duty, sire, was to God.
陛下,我首先要向神尽忠。
And he must be obeyed first and foremost.
他必须得到首要和彻底的服从。
The king rose from his seat and walked to the bishop.
国王从宝座上站起来，走向主教。
And took him by the hand and embraced him and said,
拉着他的手并拥抱他说,
I bless God that I have such honest servant.
感谢赞美神，让我有位像你这样忠诚的臣仆。
Are you a faithful servant of the living God?
你是永活真神忠心的仆人吗?
It is my prayer that your answer would be yes.
我祈求神,你的答案是肯定的。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你,下次节目再会。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。是啊，我们信靠的最大凭据就是主耶稣基督的复活。依靠他，我们可以坦然无惧地面对这个世界上一切的罪恶，因为他就是光，他是天地万物的主宰。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。一句